Hey Sebri, Dave Kurt, back on the mic and on the camera for those watching at home for another episode of the Sebri Real Estate Podcast. Just feels like August is slipping away, and I know I've even been saying in the last few weeks that I feel like I could predict this happening, and I knew that this was gonna what it feels like. But the last few days we've been sending our kids to camp every morning, and they've had to wear sweaters in the morning because it feels like it's that cold. I'm literally wearing a sweater right now as I sit here record this podcast because it was chilly this morning, and I wake up every single morning and I feel the same way. As we enter the last few weeks of the summer holidays, we've got a lot to look forward to locally, though. I haven't had the opportunity to take this a lot of the festivals in Sudbury in the last little while. I know people are very excited for the big, I think it's the Blue Rodeo Show that's coming up in Sudbury. We weren't able to get tickets. We still might try to just sit around and listen to the band from just outside the venue. But also the Upfest. I think Upfest is one of the coolest things that Sudbury has to offer. It's kicking off in the coming days. I haven't been able to take a lot of it in the last 5 years or so, but I think it's just such a unique, really an interesting way of going about bringing people together, getting people involved. Really, the artistic scene is very, very involved with it, and even like the murals around town. It's something I'm proud of. I drive around and I love seeing it. It captures creativity. It captures a sense of just a really fun way of positioning and showing off Sudbury. So something I'm super proud of, and great job for there's a bunch of entrepreneurs that started it out. And then I'm sure there's just a ton of volunteers that are needed as well. So who knows? If you're downtown, maybe I'll catch you at some of the few live shows, or maybe even that midnight dance party that they do, in a pop-up dance party in the middle of that's an undisclosed location right up until the end. Locally, the economy does seem to see some signs of cooling off. I've been chatting with a few local contractors this week, and they've said that they see the slowdown in the business themselves, both in the quotes that they're giving, as well as some clients that had some big projects lined up for 2023. Have just basically called and said, you know what, we're going to hold off right now. I think a lot of consumers see the writing on the wall that there could be tougher times ahead, and people are making changes now to make sure that they're prepared for what might be coming. Locally in the real estate front, we had a small uptick in sales this week. While new listings basically stayed flat, it's really notable, though, that there is still that large gap between new listings and sales every single week. The interesting part is the total listings available went from 275 to 259 this week. And I had to do a little bit of a deeper dive on that. And when it took me to realize that the number of canceled, expired, and withdrawn listings were at an all-time high in the last 7 days. Let's jump into it. Let's go over my five takeaways from this week. What's happening with the drop in total listings? What's happened with that drop in the total listings? That big bold prediction that I made a few months ago that we're going to hit 300 listings, it seems to look less and less likely every single week that we go by here. Again, going into what I discussed earlier, though, I took a peek at the expired, withdrawn, and canceled, and there was 20 of them this week, 20 in the last 7 days. In 2021, we didn't see 20 in the entire year, and now we're sitting at 7. In the last 7 days, we've seen 20. What's actually happening out here, though, when you read between the lines, is that we're seeing the unmotivated sellers, the ones that are just really trying to either get their winter pricing or just testing the markets. Those are the sellers that are pulling the house off the market with full realization that in their minds, they haven't come to accept that the change in the prices is there. Takeaway two this week, I had the opportunity to be on the CBC Morning Show and chat real estate this week. The follow-up question that I've been getting from a lot of people was surprised with just how many realtors have been added to the Sudbury area. If we look at the numbers to the south of us, it's even more shocking. In Toronto, there are more realtors than teachers. Often I hop on like in an Uber or grab a drink at a bar and get into a chat with whoever's there to help me out. And often it turns out that they're a realtor across from me as well. We are in an environment that has low barriers to entry to get into real estate. It's only a few thousand dollars and a few months of courses. There's a perception that we live this great life, at least by the amount of agents driving luxury cars, fancy clothes, and sporting fancy watches. And it's a job that seems to offer a great work-life balance. I know many people have commented to me that it's so nice to be able to make my own schedule. In all reality, in the first 5 years in this business, your clients determine your schedule, not what you would like to work. Don't get me wrong, this business is absolutely amazing. And I couldn't picture myself doing anything different than what I'm doing right now. But we're in a business where the 80-20 rule truly exists. So 80% of the business is being done by 20% of the agents. And in Sudbury, it's probably closer to 90-10. We also don't get paid until we successfully help a buyer or seller complete a transaction. I have some clients that I've been working with for 10 plus years. They're people that are just specific with what they're looking for, and eventually maybe they will buy their friends, and that's how we kind of approach it. We can put thousands of dollars into marketing a home or hundreds of hours into showing clients that ultimately don't end up buying or selling at all. All that being said, again, I absolutely love my job, and I'm so thankful that I get to do what I do and try to build an office around me of people with the same motivations, the same values, and the same drive as well. So I'm not going to change it for the world, but it is interesting times ahead. The next bullet point is like, the second part of the expansion with the number of agents that I wanted to chat about is the way we practice real estate. The way we negotiate contracts, secure deals for our clients, that's going to be completely different than the way we've done it over the last 2 years. We're already seeing it play out in our office. In the last 2 weeks, we've had multiple buyers buy successfully with conditions of selling their home. Yeah, an offer conditional on selling their home, and then they're still able to negotiate a deal, and usually they're getting tens of thousands of dollars off the asking price still in those cases. There was a time writing an offer with a short time period for an answer, which we call the irrevocable time period, was the only way to do it. We wanted to force a seller into making a decision because we were giving them every term, every condition, and this beautiful price, way above the asking price, and we wanted to force them to make a quick decision. And that was the right mentality and the right way to approach an offer. The longer the irrevocable time period, the better the chance that a competing offer could come to the table. Well, this week, I was chatting with an agent in my office that had buyers that were at their absolute maximum. They really, really liked the property. And I told them that use the opposite advice. I said, give them the longest irrevocable you can. You want to approach the sellers. You want to talk to that listing agent. You say, I've got my buyers as high as they're willing to go on this property here. We understand that your sellers are not seeing eye to eye with this number right now. But we're going to give you 2 or 3 days to think about it. Take your time, see if you can drum up multiple offers. If you can get another buyer to the table that's willing to get into a competition and pay your sellers great money, fantastic. We're happy to see that for your sellers. But if and when that doesn't happen, maybe your sellers have had a few days to think about our offer, and maybe they're willing to come around and see eye to eye with where we are on price. These are the strategies that haven't existed in the last 2 years. It takes experience, it takes understanding that the shift is happening to be able to draw on past experiences like this and use it for an advantage when you're negotiating an offer in the future. There's a lot of things that are shifting, and I think that we're looking at basically at a third of the membership that has entered in the last 2 years since COVID started. Training, mentorship, these things are going to be more important now than ever for agents moving ahead. Takeaway 4 for the week. So last week's blog, I wrote about how there was a big shift about agents switching offices and a ton of new offices starting up in the Sudbury marketplace. Well, it finally happened to me this week. After 3 years in the business, I had my first agent decide to leave our team. I have to admit, it was a tough experience to go through. I try to pride myself on running a family office, and part of our culture here is focusing on having meaningful relationships with everyone on our team. This agent wasn't quite fitting the mold, and looking back, it wasn't hard to see that they weren't as happy with our office family. I tried to have some kind of exit interview to find out how I could be better as a leader in the future. And a lot of the agent's pain points were things that I thought I was delivering on, things like education or training or staffing. I realized that even though I offer training, I may not be doing it the way that they our office family is asking for it to be taught. I offer train, like we do a Teaching Tuesday every week, but maybe they want it to be seeing it in recorded format, or maybe I needed to be able to have a little bit more one-on-one with them. Again, looking back and looking how it all played out, I do believe the best choice for the individual was for our office and the agents to part ways. But it made me realize that I need to do a better job of connecting with the rest of our team to make sure that we're teaching and communicating in ways they want to learn. I know this may not be relevant to a lot of you who are listening to this for buying and selling advice, but it was a really tough lesson for me to go through in the last 7 days, and I like to share my personal stories for anyone who is interested and invested in following our team and our journey. So therefore, I wanted to give you guys that little bit of sharing of that wisdom that I've come into and learned from this last 7 days. Takeaway five, where does the market go from here? Anecdotally, it actually feels like the market is busier now than it has been in the last few weeks or even few months. We see the number of total listings dropping, but there is still that big gap between number of new listings being much larger than the number of sales every week. But the feeling when showing a home or writing offers or dealing with agents and clients is that the market is feeling more active than it has been in quite a while. I do feel like we're going back to some kind of push where people start to finish their holidays and come back to everyday life, just basically as I did. As we transition, as we get ready for school, I took all of July off, basically, either physically or mentally taking a break. And now in August hit, and I was excited to roll my sleeves up and get back to the office. And I feel like a lot of people out there in the community took that same kind of pattern. It feels more and more like sellers are prepping their homes and making decisions to get them on the market now. The number of listing appointments that our agents in the office have been on the last weeks seems to be at actually all-time highs. This is then showing signs that the buyers have more and more homes to choose from, which seems to pique the curiosity of more buyers, which again, maybe they're not even shoppers, they're just lookers. But in the end, that will lead to more people being out there, more people seeing homes, and a little bit more confidence and maybe some excitement about what's going on in the marketplace. I have been saying for months now that in our marketplace, we currently lack certainty. And I think that when we see the sign that the Bank of Canada is done with these rate hikes, we'll see more buyers step into that marketplace with confidence that they'll know that what their payments will look like in the foreseeable future. When are these things going to happen? I actually think that TIFF's going to start to see the end of the increases at the Bank of Canada as we round out 2022. All in all, I expect a pullback in average prices, possibly up until that time when TIFF stops those rate increases. But I am optimistic that we are getting inflation back on track sooner than we actually thought. I think by early 2022, the percentage is going to come down considerably on those inflation numbers that we've been tracking. After all, those inflation numbers are percentages over gains in last year's numbers. And it was really in that fourth quarter that we saw inflation numbers start to go crazy. So even if the numbers are still crazy today, as a percentage, they're going to be less crazy over the numbers from last year. All in all, guys, again, it's so tough to try to time the marketplace. If you're saying, I want to buy on the absolute bottom, good luck. But if you look at a house, if you like the property, if you like the value, and if you like what your payments are going to be for the next 5 years or so, and if you're going to be there for the next 5 years, it's probably a good time to buy. If you're going to be there for 2 years or you're trying to time things in the marketplace, honestly, I would just stay away. So I hope that gives you a little bit of insight to where my head's at. And I hope if anybody that took the last 14 minutes or so to spend with us today, I just want to say thank you. I hope that you like, review, rate, share this podcast with friends, anybody else that we can help meant to become the best buyers or sellers that they can be in Sudbury. Anyway, guys, that's my big bold predictions for this week. Looking forward to catching you next week as we get 1 week closer to the end of the summer. Until then, we'll see you later, Sudbury.